Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is Basement Blast Time. just to kind of give you a heads up, I think tomorrow will probably also just be a Basement Blast because of the Oscars. I just have so much going on. I mean, I've already got so many pre-Oscar kind of tips and everything that I'm trying to keep together, and it's going to be a huge, huge day on Monday on the site. So I imagine it probably will go until 6 p.m. maybe. Start at 6 a.m. and go to 6 p.m., maybe 7 p.m., something like that. So it's going to be crazy. Biggest one ever. So R. Kelly, I guess we should talk about that. John Doe's done a great job of talking about it online. And he also posted a blind item that I wrote back in March of 2018. I believe it was March 20th, 2018. And it's totally R. Kelly. And basically, if you haven't had a chance to read it, it says, want to have sex with a female teen who's barely a teen? Want her to be experienced? Want to make sure you're not arrested? Is it no wonder this former A-list singer stays in demand and is not blacklisted for his past? It's because he provides a service to other singers, rappers, celebrities, and politicians. They come to wherever he is living and get to spend an hour or a night with one of the string of teens he's groomed. He still sings and still gets really good songs because of this side gig. He also knows he won't get arrested because of the people taking advantage of his services. And also he knows that if he sticks to teens of color, the police and parents tend to turn the other way. Currently, he only has 6 teens, but he's looking to expand, but needs a bigger place and also needs to remain in the same city because it's where his customers have the most influence. Yes, that was the CEO of a top 50 company out with one of the singer's groomed teens, and why, yes, that was this old, permanent A-list, mostly movie actor out with one of them, too. And, you know, I think that if it hadn't been for that Lifetime series, I don't think that he would have got arrested. And when I wrote this in March of 2018, I think that he thought he was never going to get arrested. I never thought he'd get arrested. I mean, he's been doing this for a long time, right? The judge put him out on $1 million bail. This is the same judge who did Jussie Smollett's bail hearing. So a busy celebrity week for that judge in Chicago. I also think that the lawyer for R. Kelly says that, you know, none of the women are telling the truth. I think that the only issue that I see with any of this, well, a couple issues. I haven't looked to see what the statute of limitations are, but some of these, you know, happened over a decade ago, and I don't know what the statute of limitations is for rape in Illinois. And it might be different for if it involves a child, because 3 of the 4 victims were underage at the time, and one of them happened to be asked for an autograph. You see, in 2008, when R. Kelly was getting tried for, you know, raping a 14-year-old and urinating on her and all this kind of stuff, another underage girl came up to him and asked for his autograph. First of all, it's messed up. Your parents should have never let you ask for an autograph. Okay? But she asked for an autograph, and then about a year later, he raped her. So between 2009 and 2010, and the trial was in 2008. Also, R. Kelly's lawyer says that the sex tape that Michael Avenatti has is the same one from 2008. Now, I don't know if it's the same one from 2008 that was in the trial, or the one that I've told you about before, that nobody could really identify who was who in it enough to even say they were the person, and it was just impossible to even file any charges because the tape was so bad. Because you just couldn't tell the victim, right? So if this is one of those tapes, then I don't see how this changes anything from the other one where it wasn't. And if it's the same tape from 2008, then it's not going to be admitted. Because they've already tried that case and he was already acquitted. So you can't bring that in again. So is there a third tape? Maybe. I mean, if you make 2, there's chances you make 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. His lawyer also says that because he's a rock star, you know, he doesn't need to force women to have sex. He can just get it. I don't know, two of his sex slaves, I guess, were at the court hearing. And it's not about forcing. It's about the fact that you're going after 13 and 14-year-olds. They can't consent because they're only 13 or 14. So it's not about... anyway, and three of the four were underage. So it'll be interesting to see who the fourth one who's legal age. And as we're talking about Jussie, does anybody get the feeling that somehow he's going to get away with all of this? And here's why I say that. First of all, he's been removed from the final two episodes of Empire. But look at what is being trying to spin through the tabloids, okay? The ones that people see, the ones that people read on the counter. Now, it's different, you know, if you're reading mine or you're reading ones that are strictly online. You know, just Jared will be influenced by anybody. I mean, come on. But the people that, you know, you at least can read and go, okay, they're not being swayed. But basically, remember, what they're saying now is that the $3,500, the brothers are saying the $3,500 was not to attack him. The $3,500 was for the training. Now, we've heard that story before. He wrote training in the memo check. And everybody said, okay, well, $3,500 for training is a ton. And obviously, it was for the attack, because that's what we've been told. But now the brothers said no. They said it was for 5 training sessions. And they said, yeah, it was a little bit more than they expected. But, you know, not a ton more than they expected. So these guys charge $750 a training session. You know, are they having sex with them too? I don't know. But $750 for a training session, I guess, and a nutrition program or something like that, it just seems high, right? However, they are adamant that it was just for training. And then they're also adamant that they had nothing to do with the letter that was sent to the Empire Studios the week before. Now, the FBI has also told the Chicago police that they're not sure if the letter was sent by him. So if the FBI gets up on the stand and says, we're not sure, we don't know where it came from, then the jury is going to say, well, I'm going to listen to the FBI. So what kind of charges would you have left? You'd have the filing of a false police report, right? So that would still stand. But, you know, is the prosecutor really going to go down this road if the FBI gets on there and says, no, this isn't happening, and the two brothers get on there and say, this didn't happen? I think it's going to end up being like a misdemeanor, no jail time, and minimal community service. A probation, you know, maybe not even community service. Maybe just a fine. And speaking of money, let me go back to R. Kelly for a second. Do you remember how Jeffrey Epstein got rid of all the underage victims? Is every time the lawsuit would come up, he'd just write a check. Now, R. Kelly says his finances are a mess, but the guy can sell some stuff. Okay, he can sell his catalog if he wants to stay out of jail that night. If he writes checks to these victims who filed police charges, right, they filed the police report. If these victims each get a check for $250,000, are they going to drop the charges and then nothing's going to happen to him? Maybe. Maybe. You know, they drop the charges, they don't want to testify. Then that charge goes away, that charge goes away, that charge goes away. Because I'll tell you this, that if they're hoping that he goes to jail and then they're going to sue him, he's going to spend all of his money on a legal defense fund, and there's not going to be anything for them to get. And I'm sure that his lawyer will tell their lawyers, and they might just decide to drop the charges, and nothing will happen to him again. I am not 100% convinced that he's going to end up in jail. I'm not 100% convinced that there's going to be a trial. Anyway, did you see, speaking of all this underage sex and sex trafficking, Robert Kraft, tomorrow I think I'm going to do a special list tomorrow, but Robert Kraft is out partying here in L.A., and everybody's perfectly okay with him being there. Now, solicitation of prostitution would not normally get my gander up. But the thing is this particular place where this happened, they were all basically forced to have sex with the people. Their passports were taken away. They were treated as prisoners. Okay? And that's why this is a big deal. And Robert Kraft, he probably knows that they were being held against their will because he can read a newspaper, but he has no shame, and he's out partying. And the people he's partying with invited him, didn't ask him to leave, weren't embarrassed to be hosting him, talking to you, Barry Diller. Apparently there are sex tapes of Robert Kraft, at least two of the, because of the two times that he went to this spa slash massage slash rub and tug kind of place. I wrote this maybe 2 months ago. I don't know, I'd have to go back and look. And I have to be careful because I can't mention these people, but Blac Chyna subpoenaed Ryan Seacrest in the case that she has going on, her child support, child custody kind of case. And the other charges that are out there that she has alleged. And I said a couple months ago that as soon as this happened, as soon as she subpoenaed him for a deposition, this case was going to get settled. And I stick to that because there's no way that Ryan Seacrest is ever going to be deposed for something like this. Remember, the people that I can't mention work for him. They work for him. He does not work for them. Okay? And if they want that lucrative thing, they're going to settle. Okay? Because he's not going into a deposition. Do you think that he wants to be asked a bunch of questions about everything and everything that he knows and does and how he started and everything like that? Because I guarantee you, if I had a chance to depose him, there'd be some questions that I would be asking. That would be highly embarrassing in order to get him to force the other people to settle. And he knows that. And I would ensure that those embarrassing questions and answers leaked. And they would know that. So that's what I'm talking about. That's why, you know, he'll want to settle and then force them to settle. So there will not be a deposition. And if there is a deposition, there's going to be the most, they're going to have to go to court first and get this thing narrowly construed. And that's not how depositions work. They're wide ranging with a variety of topics and subjects. So, okay, a couple of things. Nicola Sheridan saying it's fake news that she cheated on Harry Hamlin with Michael Bolton is a bunch of crap. Everybody knows that she cheated on him. Every single person in L.A. knows that she did. And everybody knows that she cheated on Michael Bolton with Denise Richards' current husband. Everybody knows that, too. So that's not fake news, either. Speaking of housewives, how about this? Bethany Frankel went to a seafood restaurant the other night. A very popular one. A seafood restaurant. Seafood was in the air. The smell was in the air. How come that doesn't bother her, but it bothers her on an airplane? I can't. Can she keep a story straight? And, dear Kellith Cuthbert, do you guys know that name? Have you already forgotten? The Fiji Water Girl? Well, dear Kellith, if you notice at the Independent Spirit Awards tonight, they replaced you with a different Fiji Water Girl. Look what happened. You're replaceable. You shouldn't tick off the people that are paying you $250,000, which is far more than you deserved. And now there's somebody else there. And you know what? Nobody will remember Kellith Cuthbert and your wannabe Elisha Cuthbert last name. Dear Natalie Dyer and Charlie Heaton, stop doing the coke, because I'm afraid that Natalia's going to, you know, kind of blow away. You know, they're ones from Stranger Things? Yeah. Because, you know, coke and eating disorder don't go together. They just don't. Sorry. But speaking of looking, well, she doesn't look like she has a eating disorder, Mariah Carey. But how do you get lap band surgery when you were barely overweight? You know, when I watch My 600-Pound Life, it seems to me that the gastric bypass, gastric sleeve kind of thing is generally done for obese patients. Really, really overweight. Mariah Carey was neither one of those. Was she heavier than she was in 19? Yeah. But by how much? 20 or 30 pounds? Yeah, which doctor said, you know what, let's go ahead and put you under, tear up your stomach and bypass and all this kind of stuff, or the sleeve, so you can lose 30 pounds? Because you're too lazy to do it yourself? I mean, this is not something where there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds, right? Or even 100 pounds. This was 20 or 30 pounds at the most. And she had the surgery. And I don't know. It seems to me that the doctor who decided to do that's not right. I don't think that... You know, you could lose your license if something goes wrong, and... I don't know. Has she talked about the fact that it was gastric that... And I just want to know the doctor. I really do. Because I would like to ask the doctor some questions. Say, hey, what were you thinking? Anyway. This, I'm just thinking about the R. Kelly thing. It just... The 10 counts, right? 4 people, 10 counts. And it was... He only has to pay off 4 people. This is not... And the thing is... And it's not going to be a Michael Jackson number where somebody has to pay $20 or $30 million. I really think that he could probably get away with paying them $250,000. And maybe a little bit more. That's a lot of money. And like I said, if he goes to jail, and if they're doing it so he'll go to jail, great. Fantastic. But I think that they think that he's going to go to jail, and then they're going to sue. And he's not going to have any money left if they sue that way. And I'm really worried that, you know, all these lawyers are going to get together. Now, Michael Avenatti says that he represents, I think, one of them, two of them, however many. You know, so maybe, I don't know what he'll tell his client. I really don't. I'm not sure. Because, you know, he's going to want it to last as long as possible because now he can be on TV talk shows and everything. So, I sometimes wonder if he does it for the best interest of his client or the best interest of himself. And I do wonder if it is a tape that hasn't... Because who has seen the tape from 2008? Had he seen it? Maybe he showed it to the reporter who used to receive these tapes. And then, you know, would forward them to prosecutors. So maybe this reporter also watched the tape and said it's not the same. But can the reporter remember? Because if the reporter made a copy and kept it, then, you know, that's distribution of child porn or possession of child porn. You know, you have to turn it, you have to destroy what you have and turn it over immediately. That's what everybody's talking about CNN. If they really viewed it, then, you know, they... It's the child porn thing. There's exceptions. And the exceptions are basically you can... If you're a reporter doing a case, you can look at 3 still images, and then after that, you're supposed to dispose of them and report it to authorities. And there's not really, with video, there's not an exception where you can, so if you watch the video, then you have, you know, watched child porn, you've viewed child porn, you've been in possession of child porn. So you would have to, again, destroy the whatever you watched and then report it to the authorities. I feel like Michael Avenatti's watched this a few times. You know, lawyers, when in this kind of situation, it's more of that everybody else is watching it. So if he said to the reporter, here, I want you to see this, if this is the same one or not, I don't know. I just feel that as excited and elated as we are that R. Kelly is finally going down, that something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Just like Jussie Smollett, I just the way that people are spinning this, when there's about the check and that the FBI is not sure. This kind of thing, you can see it starting to play out. Okay, there's no way on this earth, by the way, as angry even as the Chicago Police Department is, that he was ever going to be convicted of a felony. Okay, it was going to get knocked down to a misdemeanor. Now, it could have been a pretty strong misdemeanor. Okay, but they're not going to give some guy a felony conviction for that because they wouldn't do a felony conviction for almost anybody. They might charge him with a felony, just, you know, but they would knock it always down to a misdemeanor, unless it's something just, you know, totally egregious, which this is, but it would still get knocked down to a misdemeanor. But the problem that you're going to have now is that you have all these holes, and so, you know, a prosecutor doesn't want to go to trial for a misdemeanor. And then, so it's going to be a lot of back and forth, and they're going to say all these holes in the case. The FBI is going to come say we can't tell, and if, you know, and the prosecutor knows that, and they'll get on the stand, and the FBI says that, and then the jury says, well, the FBI, so how much of the rest of this is all crap? And then the next thing you know, he's getting totally acquitted. And he's still saying that he's a victim here and that everybody's lying. And that they should be supporting him. Now, I haven't heard a lot of support from anybody about it, but this is the kind of thing where it'll fade away. We'll move on to different things. We've already moved on to R. Kelly. I mean, look at the stuff that's happened since Jussie. You had the Robert Kraft thing. You had the R. Kelly thing. Jussie's, already getting pushed back. And so 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now, I don't know, maybe before a new season of Empire, we might relive the outrage. But I think, out of sight, out of mind, I'm not sure that anything will happen to him outside of a year of probation or something. Maybe some community service. And it's not going to be a lot of community service. It's going to be like 50 hours, maybe 100 hours. And you know he's going to serve it? He's going to serve it by working with kids doing a play or something like that. Or working with kids singing or something like that. It's going to be simple. And the R. Kelly, follow it along, see how it goes. I don't know. I guess the Michael Avenatti, he's such a publicity hound that maybe he won't let his client take a check. And so he'll see it all the way through and then try and sue. But like I said, there's not going to be any money left. But maybe he wants to be the person who, has the client. And so he can be on the, I don't know. He has a tendency to kind of screw some things up, doesn't he? And I don't know. And just everybody gets tired of seeing him on news every single day. And if he talks about this R. Kelly stuff every single day, and he's going to yell, and he's going to scream, and issue threats, and it's just going to go on and on and on. And I think anybody, if you like him, if you don't like him, I think everybody can agree that, he loves himself a ton, and he loves to see himself on TV a ton, and he likes to be in the center of attention a lot, and it seems to me it's more about him than it is about his clients. So, it's going to be interesting if the other clients all settle for whatever, $250,000, $500,000, and his client hasn't, and all these other charges are getting dropped because of the other people. And then you're only left with 3 or 4 years in jail at the most or something like that. And then, plea bargain that stuff down, and, maybe R. Kelly serves a year in jail, and he's got no money left, and Avenatti's client's got no money, but all the rest walked away with money. Then does that victim sue Michael Avenatti because everybody else got paid? And they didn't because he said, no, hang on, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. So, I don't know. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. I hope that you have a great Saturday night.